This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
Our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Matthew. We read in the 15th chapter, verses 21 through 28. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here. This is a challenging text from which to write a sermon and on which to preach, but also one that's full of meaning and I find very moving. Let us pray. Holy God, in this hour we pause and gather to hear your word. To do so, we break from our responsibilities of the week, from our work, from our play, and we move from our fears into our hopes and ambitions. We move free in this moment to focus on your word. May my preaching come from God, not from self. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, my rock. Jesus, help me. I am the Canaanite woman. The one who has been told for generations where I may not enter. The places I cannot go, kept out so often, I no longer know what it is to be let in. I am now begging you for help. My daughter is possessed and I cannot heal her. I cannot even bring her to the places of healing. Left out, you are my last hope. The last place I can go, the only one who might understand. I do not want to follow you, do not wish to have to beg, but the world has left me no choice. There are so few options, I feel as though I am out of them, as though there is nowhere left for me to go, no other space for me to try. Have mercy on me. Show me compassion, show me hope, give me help and be gentle. Know that I am of a people kept out, a people stepped on, oppressed, and left at the bottom. I have no husband to support me, and I am a stranger in my own land. My homeland is taken over, and I feel as though no one is here who can listen. Left alone in this place, have mercy. Do not deal harshly with me. My spirit is gentle, and my strength is waning. Son of David, you are of Israel. Show the world we do not have to be enemies. Show that we can heal this relationship, that hatred is not required. Show the world that all are welcome at God's table. Blessing is not withheld. Bring me into the family and know that anger can end, that healing can begin. Son of David, show me the true meaning of Messiah. My daughter is tormented by a demon. I do not know the name, just as you do not know her. She is dying and crying, screaming in pain. Her life is about to end before it can begin. She is not simply ill, but tormented. A demon lives inside of her, and they told me you can cure demons. They told me you can heal even the hopeless. Why do your disciples want to send me away? Why can't they hear what I am asking? You are silent, and they call for me to leave. They claim I am not your concern, and my shouting disturbs them. My yelling upsets them. They want me to leave, to move on, but can't they see what I need? I am God's child. Please come and heal. I am not a dog or a beggar. I do not choose to be away from the table, but I have been away for so long. I do not know where I would go or how to sit. I am sure that I would not know where to stand, what to say. I do not need the whole meal. I do not need riches or finery. I need a reminder. I need a place at your table. This is what Jesus heard when he came across the Canaanite woman. She stood before him, her strength apparent, but desperate for help. He seems unsure of whether she is part of his mission. Remember, Jesus is living in a world where Canaanites and Israelites are separate. They do not spend time together. And Jesus looks to her, sees her there, and responds. And his response is one of the most challenging moments in the Bible, not just in the Gospel, not just in the New Testament, but in all of Scripture. A woman has come to him begging for help, calling out for healing for her child, and he says, "It is not fair to give the food of the children to the dogs." Jesus has heard this woman's call for help, and he responds by basically calling her and her children dogs. Appearing to place them outside of the salvific reach of God, he appears to have looked at his mission and found this woman outside, to have placed her beyond the reach of the grace of God. But let's consider the text for a moment and the history of Jesus. Jesus is a teacher who preaches in parables and leads in stories. He is speaking with this woman, but it is a model for the disciples. It is as if he has stopped and is saying, without speaking, to the disciples, "Watch this. Let's see what happens if I follow your model, if I do things your way." Of course, no one tells the woman this, the nameless Canaanite woman who has come for healing for her daughter. She is confronted by Jesus, the healer and boundary breaker. And when she asks for healing, he says no. What is more, he insults her in the process. Now, if this were me, I probably would have left at this point. I would have gotten up and walked on. But this woman is stronger than me. She is made of tougher stuff, and she stays. She stands up, looks Jesus in the eye, and says, "Yes, Lord. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." And for the Canaanite woman, who is, as far as we can tell, a single woman raising a child, whether her husband has died, run off, or simply out of the picture, we don't know. But we do know he's not there. She makes no mention of him. The text does not speak of him. And if he is there, she is married, her husband has had the audacity to send his wife out as a woman alone, in a world where women were not sent out alone, where they were tied to their husbands. So it is this lone Canaanite woman who calls out as Jesus walks by with his disciples. And her call is one of desperation. "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." She lays everything on the table and asks for help. Places everything before Jesus and says, "I know you can help me, and I need your help. I know you can help, and I need your help." These are big words, and for a Canaanite woman to speak of them to an Israelite man, it's a big task, a big stand. She has just looked him in the eye and told Jesus what he will do. She has come to Jesus and said, "You will help me." You may question at first. You may flounder, but you will help. "I am a mother. My child is sick. And whatever you do, you will help me. You will be my salvation." The Canaanite woman is not simply a model from ancient Israel. She is not an image in the past. Her face is not one frozen in the Bible. She is a gospel lesson, and someone we only have to turn on the television, open the newspaper, or walk down the street to see. She is the face of the East African famine, the woman in Somalia walking to find food. She is the mother with AIDS looking for someone to care for her child. She is the woman in the city, the woman whose child is lost to the violence that surrounds her. The Canaanite woman is with us today. We see her in the faces of Iraqi mothers, of the mothers of American soldiers, desperate for peace, in the faces of women in black. Women in Black is the Canaanite woman for today. Women in Black was a group I first learned about while in Israel as a college student. They are Jewish Israeli, Arab Israeli, and Palestinian women who are working together for peace. In the historic land of the Bible, these women are standing together to say not simply Shalom Akshav, peace now, but peace possible. Peace can happen. We have the faith, the power, and the desire for peace. We just need to act. We just need to widen the picture to see that all are at the table. These women are powerful with a quiet strength that comes out of having lost sons and husbands, having seen children go off to war and return scarred. A strength that comes from knowing the only way to peace is through peace. The only way forward is together. And one of the regular activities these women have is a Friday demonstration in Paris Square in Jerusalem. A demonstration in Jerusalem, literally Ir HaShalom, or City of Peace. Working for peace in the City of Peace, saying we can have peace and we will have it now. Speaking out against a world of disciples who want them to move on, who do not believe that what they say, what they ask is possible. But these women still gather. They are the Canaanite women gathered in mass, calling out, saying, our children are tormented by demons, our children are dying, and we want peace. Our people are suffering, bring us the peace we know can be offered. The Canaanite woman is present with Jesus, confronting him, asking for healing and begging for peace. Jesus still questions. He still appears to be unsure whether he can do this. He comes across as afraid that there is not enough grace to go around, perhaps unsure whether helping this woman will limit what he can do for others. He responds with a statement of scarcity, an assumption perhaps, or an apparent assumption that God's grace may not be limitless. It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Not fair. Since when is God fair? Just, absolutely. Merciful without measure. But fair is what happens when children get different sized cookies. Fair is what happens when you pay the regular price instead of the sale price on a toaster. Fair is not really part of God speak. But here is Jesus asking what's fair. And that's when it becomes clear. Jesus is not talking to the woman who has come to him. He's not really interacting with her at all. He's going to help her eventually, but for now she is a lesson for his disciples. They are the ones who first told him, send her away. She keeps shouting after us. They are the ones talking about fairness who think that this woman, this Canaanite woman, is distracting from their mission. And now Jesus is talking to them as much as to her. He may as well have turned to the disciples and said, it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Because they are who he is speaking to. He is mocking their request, using sarcasm to get them to see the ridiculous request they have made when they have asked him to send this woman on her way to walk past her. These disciples, these closest followers of Jesus, have once again missed the message. Someone comes to Jesus for help, desperate enough to call out as he walks by, and they want to send her away because her shouting is bothering them, because in their mind, it seems unfair that this woman is asking for help, that she is behaving loudly and inappropriately in front of them. The woman has stopped Jesus. She answers his questions. She may have known what he was doing, or she may simply have been challenging his statement. After all, he never explains. He never talks out what is in his head. But the tone of his voice may have given him away, the subtle glance at his disciples, the look that says, "Now, I will teach you where justice trumps fairness." And the woman responds, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs. Everyone is fed. That is just. Whether crumbs or a seat at the table, we will be fed, but justice calls for you to invite us in. Why not let us come be with you? I have faith and know what you can do. Whether you offer or I pick up what is left behind, my soul will be fed, my needs satisfied, but I ask you, invite me to the table." And this woman is fed. Great is your faith. Once again, not a message for her, although her daughter is healed, one for the disciples. A message to them that says faith is the answer, and faith means justice, mercy, and awareness of grace. The disciples have shown a lack of faith, thinking that they can only be fed if others are kept away. Jesus is saying, no, there's always more than enough to go around. He is reminding them that faith can feed multitudes. He is reminding them that this woman's healing will not starve them, but that her faith may save them. Jesus is preaching grace over fairness and plenty over scarcity. He is showing the table, and the table is open and filled with help and hope and healing. Like the women in black gathered in Jerusalem, this woman is there for the grace of God, for the healing of Jesus, like the woman with their children walking across Samaria. The Canaanite woman is looking for healing and asking for hope. She is strong in the spirit and faithful in what can be. Standing before Jesus, she is asking for Christ. Her daughter is suffering. She is looking to the disciples. She is daring them to interfere. Her daughter is suffering from demons, and she will not rest. We are the church, and the Canaanite woman is standing at the door. Her daughter is suffering, starving, sick, and unsure. She says, "Heal my child. Just open the door." We are called to open our doors, feed the hungry, and heal the ill. We are called to open our doors to those who call out and those who are silent, called to welcome the stranger, the outcast, the rich, and the poor. Whoever you are and wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Our God is still speaking, and this is a God who speaks in the voices of all.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.